Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 510, 71 degrees on this Thursday, May 29th, 2025. How's everybody doing? Hopefully your day's done. Hopefully it was even done before now. But if you work that 9 to 5, you're on your way. The time is yours. Make the best of it. You know, spend some time with your family. Have some quality one-on-one with your kids if you have children. Some quality one-on-one with your significant other, whoever that may be. Call your mom. Call your dad. Tell them you love them. Because tomorrow is never guaranteed. So how's everybody going today? I saw this story, and thankfully, reasonable adults are still somewhat in the rooms in some of these places, which is a far reach in places like San Francisco, where this story is based out of. But we've seen it here. I mean, by the time it was towards the end of one of my children's years in high school. You know, they did away with the valedictorians and the salutatorians of graduations because it made other kids feel bad. Made the other kids feel bad. And then they stopped telling about the scholarships that people were getting for schools or where they were going for colleges because it made the people who weren't getting it feel bad. Stopped grading certain types of assignments because people didn't do so well because, you know, it made people feel bad. Well, San Francisco, I guess, is just trying to take the next step there. We've seen colleges do it. I mean, there's Ivy League schools that basically have pass or fail now. You know, pass or fail. The hardest thing to do in an Ivy League college is to get in. Once you're in, you're pretty well good as long as you don't do something stupid like cheating or plagiarism or something like that. You could protest your own country. You can support terrorists. That's fine. You could be anti-Semitic. That's fine. You could be anti-white, that's fine. You could be anti-male, that's fine. You could be anti-Christian, that's fine. You just don't commit plagiarism or, you know, the things some of our elected officials have done. Got away with it. Well, the San Francisco schools are postponing a plan for easier grades after backlash. And this is bipartisan backlash, which is good to see. The San Francisco Unified School District delayed its plans to adopt equity grading at 14 schools after national bipartisan backlash over the proposal to eliminate grading for attendance, punctuality, homework, and quizzes, and grade only for a final exam that could be taken multiple times. And here's the thing, though. That final exam that could be taken multiple times can't change. It has to be the same test with the same answers in the same sequence. So if there was A, B, C, and D, they can't switch them around. So if you could take it as many times as you want and you get the results of what you got right and what you got wrong, you can pretty much figure out, okay, this is what I picked, this is what I didn't pick, I have three other options. Sooner or later, you're going to get all the questions right. I mean, most people. The new scheme promoted unilaterally by Superintendent Maria Sue, without a vote from the Board of Education, would have awarded an A grade for 80% with a passing C grade at 41%. 41% was passing, a C. U.S. Representative Ro Khanna, an Indian migrant who represents the East Bay and is a prominent Democrat serving as a ranking member of the House Armed Service Subcommittee for Cybersecurity, Innovation Technology, and Information Systems, decried the plan as a betrayal of the American dream. At least there's common sense prevailing here, bipartisanly. Thankfully, it's not just one side of the aisle saying, hey, this is just stupid and it's ridiculous. My immigrant dad asked me where the missing 10% went when I scored a 90. He came to America for a chance to work hard, pursue excellence, said Khanna on X. Giving A's for an 80 and no homework is not equity. It betrays the American dream and every parent who wants more for their kids. U.S. Representative Kelvin Kiley, one of the more vocal members of California's Republican congressional delegation, further suggested that the grading scheme would have further obfuscated the declining state of education in San Francisco's public schools. San Francisco has come up with a brilliant solution for its failing schools. Students simply won't be failed. Under the new grading for equity plan, F's are now C's, B's are now A's, homework and tests are ungraded, truancy is unpunished, and finals can be retaken again and again. What could possibly go wrong with... Listen, I don't care if you are the most staunchest Democrat, union-waving education member out there. There is no way you could look at this and go, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. Well, the AFT in California supported it, though. Shortly after San Francisco's mayor came out in opposition of the plan, Sue issued a statement announcing she would not move forward with the proposal the coming school year, citing concerns and misinformation. Oh, it's got to be misinformation. You just don't understand what we're trying to do here, the superintendent said. Again, F's are now C's, B's are now A's, homework and tests are ungraded, truancy is unpunished, and finals can be retaken time and again. But it's misinformation. It's clear there are a lot of questions, concerns, and misinformation with the proposal, said the superintendent. I have decided not to pursue this strategy for next year to ensure we have time to meaningfully engage the community. Not that this is a stupid plan, not that this is bad, not that it disenfranchises students for striving for better, for excellence. They just have to brainwash the community a little more. And we'll get this through. That's what she's telling you. That's what they're telling you. And it's just incredibly unbelievable that this makes it this far. This would have went through if people weren't paying attention. If right-minded Democrats would have come out, wouldn't have come out and said, this is just moronic. Because it is. Listen, there's a saying in fighter school when you become a fighter pilot. Strive for perfection and you may reach excellence. No one's ever going to be perfect, but you should strive for it. And if you find excellence along the way, you've done real well. If you just find good, you've done good. If you got by and that's where you're at, you did it. You succeeded. You didn't excel. You may not be at the top, but you did it. And people who do that on their own, because they're pushed by their parents, by those around them, by their teachers, by their system, do better in life. They know they can accomplish something. We've seen time and time again when it comes to entitlement programs, when it comes to how, when it comes to anything, when you give somebody something, it's not appreciated enough. As much as when you work for it. There is nothing more in your life. There is, if you've ever seen a Navy SEAL funeral, and you've seen it in some movies, and they even did it in Maverick, where any Navy SEAL that's at that funeral, when they go up to approach the coffin to give their final respects, they take the trident off their chest that they earned, and they punch it into the coffin. And you had members like Chris Kyle, who had 50 to 100 on his casket. You have some that have dozens on their caskets. Have you ever asked yourself the reason they do that? Because that trident on their chest is the thing they work the hardest for in their life. They were pushed to their limits to earn that trident, the bird they call it. And at that moment when their brother passed on to the next life, they're giving what they worked the hardest for in their life, what was the hardest for them to attain as a last show of respect to their fallen. That's why they do it. When you work hard for something, when you strive to get something, that's why military boot camp is so encouraging for the members and their families afterwards. Because it wasn't easy. College degrees. You know, I'm sure there are plenty of people out there where we're told that you weren't college material. I also know a couple of those students that went to go visit those very teachers and says, I make triple your salary now. You're welcome. We need to push our youth. We need to push each other. We need to push ourselves as far as we can to our limits. Now, we always don't do that. I don't do it. You don't do it. Some things I do. Not always, though. But when you do and you can, there's a sense of accomplishment. That's the whole make your bed first thing in the morning. Because no matter what else happens that day, you already started the day with a success story. You made your bed. You looked at it. You saw something you accomplished, and you move on to the next thing. But when we put people in charge of this doctor of the San Francisco School District, probably one of the larger ones in the country, comes up with stupid ideas like this, we're going in the wrong direction. Thankfully, that was at least curtailed at this point. Doesn't look like it's been put on the shelf for good, though. It's 5:21 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Got a text message from a proud mama whose son just re-enlisted in our armed services, headed off to Germany, serve our nation again. Mama's proud, and so are the rest of us. Congratulations and Godspeed to your son as he heads over to Germany for the next 4 years. So proud of him myself for re-enlisting. It's a good life if that's what he wants. And hopefully he's getting the skill set to lead him later on. If he's just re-enlisting, he's probably part of the blended system, which is good. And wish him all the best. Germany's a nice place to be posted. So we're all proud of him, Mom. So good luck to him. Somebody also, Rob, I hate to tell you, but it's already like that in a lot of our public school districts. They say the kid has something wrong with them and they don't have to do anything and get passed. We've seen that. I've seen that too. I actually got into it quite early in my kids' schooling, where a teacher is made some assumptions based on laziness, and I questioned not only at the school district level but with their state licensing. At what point does a teacher have the right to make a medical diagnosis? And a lot of things changed after that, not for us. We went along as normal, and I think you've seen where my kids have turned out, so it's interesting. I guess listening is it's interesting. Listen, I don't have time for text messages who can't listen to the radio. Maybe you shouldn't be listening to the radio. Let me get my phone system is down. Let me get that started back up. There's a texter here that believes that if any fraud that you are committing is because you're not making a livable wage, and that's just a ridiculous answer. There wouldn't be white collar crime if that was the fact. But then they say it's just pure greed for white collar crime. So it's always the man. Right, it's always the one who's either owns the business or has money that's the fault. It's never the individual committing the scam. And if you listen to the story originally, we said that the person who were working for the business in our area who makes between $25 and $30 an hour, so I would say that is a livable wage for most people in my listening area here, their girlfriend who has children from a prior relationship, which they live with, cannot list him as a resident of their apartment, who they live. They use their parents' address where they live, so the girl can get the assistance, not the worker. So I know it's hard. I know listening, comprehension, reading. Maybe you went to one of the school districts we're talking about. I know it's hard. Maybe there's just hard of hearing. You know, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you served our nation and you have some hearing loss there, or you have a disability yourself. It's not. I understand you want to blame the big bad employer for not paying a minimum wage. I understand it's white collar crime is just pure greed. No, people scam the system all the time from all demographics. Poor people scam the system. Middle class scam the system. Rich scam the system. Not all of them. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be weeding it out, right? Doesn't mean we shouldn't be weeding it out. So I suggest you find another radio station. It's as simple as that. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 5:35, 72 degrees. Let me go to the phone now. We have Jim from Wilkes-Barre on the education system. Jim.
Hi, Rob. How's it going?
Good, good.
Well, I was at TSS for 12 or 14 years. That's therapeutic staff support. I was probably in every school in Luzerne County. You know, I had clients there at one point in time or another. You know, most of the teachers were pretty damn good. There were a few idiots, like in any profession. But the biggest problem in our schools today is it's kind of hard to explain. But you know how much time, educational time they lose every year on stupid stuff like snow days? There's a half inch of snow, so they lose a half a day or a full day of school, or special programs that they want to run in these schools, which have absolutely nothing to do with education. They probably lose 10, 12, 14 days a year on this stuff. But there was a case not long ago in the city of Baltimore. An outside group came in to audit the schools. They found a lot of things that were really frightening. But the one thing they, one of the things they highlighted was a young black kid about to graduate. He had passed three classes in 4 years. He had a GPA of 0.13. He was graduating at or near the top half of his class. That means, I mean, what was the valedictorian in that class? A low C?
Yeah.
If you look at Chicago, there are entire schools in the city of Chicago, the public school system, not a single kid is up to speed in math, reading, science, history. I mean, and these are big schools. You know, 1,000 kids, 1,500 kids, not one kid is up to speed. I mean, we don't teach anymore. At least we don't teach the important stuff. You know, I mean, you take kids out of the classroom. We lost a couple, 3 days. Every class lost a couple, 3 days every year. For testing, they didn't do much during testing. And they always taught to the test. What was on these tests? So that's what they taught. Nothing else, nothing creative. I mean, we can't understand why our kids can't pass, you know, basic math or reading requirements.
Yeah, what got me is even after COVID, you think we wouldn't have a need for snow days anymore. There's virtual learning. Everyone has one of these Chromebooks. You know, you just get some lesson plans out there and you have a virtual day like they did for over a year. Both teachers and parents complain that the kiddos should deserve a regular snow day where they could just go out and play in the snow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is recent. This is recent.
Well, and something else. You know, I told you I was a TSS, therapeutic staff support. What we did, especially me being a fairly large male, I dealt with all the biters, the stabbers, and stickers. the school districts aren't allowed to remove these kids from the school or the classroom. These kids are in there with your kids, and these are the ones that are throwing computers out the window, assaulting teachers, and they get suspended for 3 days, and then they're back, disrupting the classroom again. And they can't be removed.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. And we're going to have to do something about it. You know, one of the better things that I've seen to come through Harrisburg, actually, though, is this new financial literacy that needs to be taught now in our schools, to where kids have to be taught how to balance a checkbook, what compounded interest is, you know, what credit card interest is, and such like that. So it's a good start, only if it's followed through on, though.
Well, and here's another example of the craziness going on. I had a kid. And, you know, he was pretty smart, but kind of, you know, he wasn't interested. Well, they crossed into several different school districts while I had him, three of them to be exact. In each one of those school districts, they were teaching a different form and style of math. By the time he got to the third one, he had just given up. You know, there was like regular math, Chicago math, and there was something else. And to be honest, Rob, by the time I got to the third one, I had quit because I couldn't figure it out anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I agree. I went through the same thing with Common Core math, and it was not happening. We had a common sense principal who said, stop sending Common Core homework home with kids. Their parents cannot help them with it. You're just frustrating the entire system.
Oh, and here's something else interesting I discovered in one of our elementary schools. They had a secret Muslim prayer room. They set aside a room for Muslim students to go and pray. Now, if you hung a cross in that school, all hell would have broken loose. But this school had set aside a special room for these kids so that they can go and pray.
Yeah.
I mean, the hypocrisy here is just out. It's incredible.
All right, Jim, I appreciate you checking in with us today. Good to hear from you.
All right, Rob, see you.
Take care. It's 5:41 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 5:46, starting to wind things down here, 72 degrees on this Thursday, May 29th, 2025. Let's go to the phone now. We have Joe. Now you're from Virginia, Joe? What's going on?
Yes, I am, and I'm sorry about it. Let me tell you what. We have some big states in this country, I'm telling you.
Well, listen, I got a surprise for you.
What's that?
The missus is here in the studio with me, and she's got a headset and a microphone in front of her.
Oh, well, it is lovely to meet you, Mrs. O'Donnell.
Nice to meet you as well.
I am the Jersey Devil.
So I was telling her we got a Marine on the phone. She's got to talk to him.
Okay, absolutely. And always, always on.
Oh, and a nurse.
Anybody in your family, yes. Oh, and that, yes, that too.
Yep.
So, thank you for your service.
We have many connections. Oh, no, ma'am. I thank you for the work that you guys have done.
He gave you all the credit the other day.
Thank you.
Oh, I take that for granted that you get all the credit.
So how is it down in with the grandchildren in South Carolina? You're somewhere in Virginia headed back this way, I gather.
Yes, I am. If I talk to you tomorrow, I'll be calling you from Edwardsville again.
All right.
It was fantastic. Had a great time. These drives are killing me, but they are worth it.
We know how you feel. We were up in Boston one weekend, then Virginia Beach the weekend after that, then Annapolis the weekend after that, and then who knows what's next, right?
We've been up and down
exactly.
Since April.
Yeah.
Since April, we've gone away almost every single weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm a little old for that. It takes me a week to recover. You know, I drove on Thursday. I'm driving on Thursday again. It kills me.
That sciatic nerve is killing me.
Oh, so you're telling me you have a pain in your lower back?
That's correct.
I thought you married one, but anyway, that wasn't nice. So what I just wanted to let you guys get to, whatever else you can get to, I'm glad I didn't call about the school situation, because that would just, forget it, I'd just drive off the road. But this story that keeps coming back about how you need to pay people a living wage so they won't scam welfare, your patience is almost endless and your decorum is wonderful. because my answer would be, listen to me, you jackass. The employees who are working don't qualify for benefits. They make a living wage. It's these other people who just won't admit that they have someone who's making a living wage living in their house, so that, hey, for this why, I'll get more money.
See, you listen to the story. Yeah, that's exactly.
I speak English pretty well, but yes, and you know, this person also doesn't want to stop to think. Well, why why is the government have it set up to make it so hard to recreate a nuclear family? Why does it? You know, if you have a man in the house, no. It's crazy. My other question is. And this has happened to people in my family, and there's a, wait a minute, you're qualifying for welfare benefits? Where's the nitwit who knocked you up, and why isn't he paying you child support? What am I missing here? How did that get to be my responsibility to go, what?
Well, you know, they don't want to talk about that because it's all about the bad big bag of employers who are not paying living wages. And it's funny because we've talked about this for now, what, over 2 years, Joe? And I've said, listen, I understand what the minimum wage is in Pennsylvania. Can anyone contact me that's actually making the minimum wage that's not also working for tips or something like that? And I have yet in over 2 years to find someone. I mean, Sheetz is hiring people for $15 to $17 an hour.
I know. I don't know anybody who works for minimum wage. I haven't done it since I was in high school. Minimum wage, it is really, it doesn't matter even anymore what it is. If you have value, you can get money for it. It's that simple. Yeah, oh, goodness gracious. Well, anyway. I'm so glad I called today. It was fantastic to meet Mrs. O'Donnell.
You as well.
Because, yes, thank you. There were points where I figured, now you got to be making this up. But now, nope. There she is in the flesh.
Well, we're surprised. So, usually she stays away from the studio because she doesn't want to come on. But Paul Michaels got in there and says, come on into the studio. And then Jake got headphones. So it was like a whole kind of we bullied her.
We bullied her.
Well, that's one way. We treated her like a queen. We let her, we got her all the accoutrement and whatnot. And, so be honored, ma'am. Don't be put out.
I am.
All right. Well, Joe, safe home, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend. I'm glad you had a good trip.
You got it, man. Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care. So, honey, now that we have you in the studio, you had your gym class today, right? How'd your gym class go?
It was very well.
You got to speak into the mic,
Okay.
Very well?
It went very well.
So you are a personal trainer in addition to other things you do. But
yes.
What gym are you a personal trainer at?
At Body Blueprint in Clark Summit.
All right, and you have your core group of women. How many girls were in the? Well, how many people were in your class today? It's not just girls.
I do have some gentlemen that come in once in a while. My core group, I'd say it's between 10 and 15 girls.
How many were there today?
I had about 10 today.
All right, 10 today, and this group is like became your tribe.
This is
your group.
That is my group.
You guys have your text chain. You go out together. You plan events together.
We go to each other's functions. This weekend. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. That didn't clear the double triple check. So who was with no last names, first name only? But who was the overachiever today? Who really crushed it in the gym today?
Katie
crushed it in the gym today. So, Katie, if you're listening, you got the star today. You got the gold star today.
Actually, I PR'd in a couple of things myself today.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be teaching. You're not supposed to be PRing yourself.
I always work out first myself. You got to lead by example here.
Got to lead by example. So, good group today. And now you're done with the gym. You do, what, three nights? Three days.
3 days a week.
3 days a week you're at the gym. So, and where do you work again? Let's give it a shout out since here we got you on a microphone.
I work over at Body Blueprint in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania.
All right. So, she came in today because we have some stuff we need to do, and you guys will figure that out later. You follow me on social media, you'll know a little more, but we really can't discuss what's going on. But I'll be here on Monday. Don't worry about anything like that. We're not going anywhere. She's not making me quit. She's not taking me down to Florida just yet. Maybe soon.
Very soon.
No, don't say very soon. It's not very soon. We have a couple more years left.
We do. We have a couple of years left.
Jake won't let us go. He'll grab me, not let me leave the building, if that's what you start saying now. So some of the things – actually, let me finish off with what I was trying. Jake, how long has this been on my schedule for? Three days now? This
Pretty
story.
Much.
Gen Z is signing up for Adulting 101 classes because they can't handle basic life skills. A lot of stuff involves money. So they can code TikToks in their sleep, but they can't cook rice without a YouTube video. Basically what they're saying. Gen Z is flocking to Adulting 101 crash courses, desperate to learn what previous generations might call common sense. How to do laundry, budgeting for rent, and navigating a grocery store without Googling what's a turnip. So I don't know how to change a tire. I don't have a car at all. I don't have know how to sew. I don't know how to do a lot of things other than cooking, admitted a freshman at Toronto's Metropolitan University. I think it's so important that children are taught financial literacy. A lot of stuff involves money, they added. I just talked about it when Joe first got on. Pennsylvania just passed a law where you have to take a financial literacy class now in Pennsylvania public schools to graduate. So they're going to teach you how to balance checkbook. They're going to teach you about credit cards. They're going to teach you about stuff like that. Stuff we did in school. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're both products of the New York City public school system, unfortunately, but I think we did okay. With our kids, regardless of that start.
Regardless of New York City.
The New York City schools were a mixture of education and Gladiator Academy, pretty much. So.
Pretty much.
Colleges around are teaching the basics, online toolkits like Adulting 101. Literally, colleges are adding this to their repertoire because they're realizing that these sheltered students from high school are now coming to school. And even though they have meal plans and they can go to the dining hall and, you know, they have a place to live with roommates and could probably figure it out, you know, a lot of them have never done laundry before. A lot of them have never cooked a meal before. And it's you know, strange. But if you think about it, I mean, how often did our kids need to? We did. We needed to cook for ourselves because our parents worked. Our parents were out. That's just the age we grew up in.
That's
you know, we were watching our other siblings who were younger than us. But, mm-hmm. I mean, now, you know, it has been kind of different. Not for everybody, but for a lot.
I mean, for us, it was a little different. I mean, I was able to stay home so for a while.
Well, later on.
Mm-hmm, later on.
But there's Adulting 101, so if you're sending your baby off to college soon, have them look into those Adulting 101 classes. It's coming up on 5:57 here at WILK. We'll be back to shut down the show in just a minute. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Thursday, May 29th, 2025. Like I said, I'm going to be going on a little mission for the next couple of days. We'll be back on Monday. If you follow me on social media, you'll have a little more idea what's going on. But everything's good. Everything actually couldn't be better right now. But we'll be back on Monday. We'll be here next week and continue the talk. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. It's 71 degrees here. Weekend doesn't look too bad. You know, I'll give you the final update. Rain Friday into Saturday morning. It's supposed to clear up Saturday. Sunday looks like a nice, decent day. Some clouds in the morning, but sunny in the afternoon. So you got the second half of Saturday and Sunday. And then we'll be back Monday to talk about everything we did and everything we were doing. Other than that, God bless, be safe, and call the ones that mean something to you and tell them you love them, you miss them. Nothing better than that because tomorrow's never guaranteed for any of us. Have a great night, and we'll see you when we see you.